Those are some good videos. You guys like the captain? You like him? This is a true story. Like, he's actually my best friend. Really, the guy who plays the captain is one of my best friends, actually my best friend. And when he was filming the movie, he was finally done because he had that horrible, disgusting-looking goatee-ish thing hanging off of him. So he came to my house to borrow my razor. I've got, like, a really nice beard trimmer. And he showed up, and I opened the door, and there he is standing in that full-on outfit. And I look at him, and he quickly, because he's one of those guys who can kind of improvise, my kids had left some bags and stuff outside of our house. He grabs it, opens it up, and he just says, "Trick or treat." And I just start laughing, you know, like, this was like just before the summer. It was hilarious, but it's just fun to watch him. Good guy. All right, we're going to get into the storyline, but first, you know what? I'm going to teach you guys a little bit of Hebrew tonight. So, shalom, ani rich. So, you should sit there and be like, oh, you know, like, because I just said, hi, my name's Rich. So, mashlem cha, so I just asked you, how are you? So, hi, my name's Rich, shalom, ani, Rich, mashlem cha. I'm going to teach you what to say now to be completely Israeli. You ready? What you say is you say, sababa. All right, so I just walked up, I said, hi, my name is Rich, and then in Hebrew, mashlem cha. Maybe you've heard the word shalom before. You're basically asking, how's your peace? I'm asking you, how is your peace tonight? And you're saying, sababa, which means it's groovy. Ready? So, shalom, ani rich, mashlem cha, sababa. Nice. Look at that. You guys are totally right there. So a couple of stories. I was sitting with people just talking a little bit today. And it's fun to be able to tell you camp stories since camp is what I do. And one of the stories I was just thinking about was I got an email today from one of my friends, and he's not going to mean anything to you, but his name is Mingo. And some of these guys out here who work for him know Mingo a little bit. And so we were working at this camp, and Mingo was one of those guys who was not the best camp counselor, but we just loved him anyway. And Mingo, if you're listening to this recording ever, I'm sorry, but that's the truth. And he was hanging out with his guys. He had a group of guys, kind of like, you know, maybe your counselor with you. And he decided that he was going to take them camping for the night. So he grabs the guys, and they head off into the woods. Now, Mingo, like any typical guys, is the guys grab their sleeping bags. But girls are really good about things. They, like, pick up their sleeping bags and their pillows, and they carry their stuff. Guys are like my 3-year-old, my 4-year-old. They just drag it through the dirt. It's like they don't even care. It's like they don't even care that it's dirty. So they're just dragging their stuff, and they head out into the woods.